Good morning and welcome to my woodshed on this glorious sunny day. And welcome to this service of ramblings. Let us worship God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with each one of you listening today, and also with you. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, direct our thoughts and teach us to pray. Lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, it's always good to come before God in the right frame of mind. And so we say sorry to God for all those things that we might have done better or might not have done during the last few days, the things that are on our minds. God our Father, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, for turning away from you and ignoring your will for our lives when we get caught up in what we're doing every day and we forget all about you. Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For behaving just as we want to without thinking of you. Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For failing you by what we do and what we think and say. Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For letting ourselves be drawn away from you by the temptations in the world about us. Father, forgive us, save us and help us. For living as if we were ashamed to belong to your Son. Father, forgive us, save us and help us. Blessed is the Lord, for he has heard the voice of our prayer. Therefore shall our hearts dance for joy, and in our song we will praise our God. Now today for the Gospel we've got the reading coming from the Open the Book, which is the one we use with children. And aptly, we have reading it for us, Emily, Catherine and William Shepherd, and I expect Dawn is helping them as well.
Goodbye at last.
When Jesus came back from the dead, he appeared many times and in many different places. His friends were hiding in a locked room, so that the men who killed Jesus couldn't find them. And all of a sudden, Jesus was there in the room with them. They were frightened. They were confused. They thought he was a ghost. But Jesus said,
"Don't be afraid. It's me. It really is. Look, here are the marks the nails made in my hand and the cut the soldier's sword made in my side."
Then Jesus joined them for dinner and ate a bit of food, to prove that he wasn't a ghost at all. A few weeks later, his friends were out fishing. They couldn't catch a thing. Then, all of a sudden, they heard a voice from the shore.
"Throw your nets on the other side of the boat."
And when they did, they caught more fish than their boats could hold.
"Wait a minute,"
said Peter.
"This is the same thing that happened all those years ago, when Jesus asked us to follow him. It must be him on the beach."
And, all of a sudden, Peter jumped into the sea, closed an oar, and swam back to the shore. The other friends followed as fast as they could, and when they arrived, they discovered that Jesus had been doing some fishing of his own. Jesus was cooking fish over a hot fire. They smelled delicious.
Dry yourself off. Sit down by the fire, Jesus said. Let's have a picnic right here on the beach.
A few more weeks passed, and at last the time came for Jesus to leave, to go to heaven and be with God his Father. So he took one last walk with his friends up a hill near the Sea of Galilee, where their adventures together had begun.
I've got to go now, Jesus said, and there is something I want you to do. Tell my story to the world. Start in Jerusalem and don't stop until everyone has had the chance to follow me. And if you ever feel scared or alone, don't worry. Just talk to me and I'll be with you. I promise.
Then, all of a sudden, a cloud wrapped itself around Jesus and carried him into the sky. His friends stood and stared, their mouths open, their eyes filled with tears, until two angels appeared and spoke to them.
Don't be sad,
the angel said.
One day, Jesus will come back, in the clouds, just as you've seen him go.
So off the friends went, down the hill, and into the whole world, to tell the story of Jesus.
Well done, the Shepherd family. Thank you very much. This Sunday just passed was Ascension Day, a very important day in the Christian calendar. It's the day that Jesus ascended into heaven. His work here was done. He left his disciples to await the arrival of the Holy Spirit so that they could go out into the world and pass on the good news of Jesus Christ. They obviously did a great job, because we all know about it today, and there are millions of other Christians around the world still telling people about the good news, or evangelizing as it is known. The trouble is, though, that there are still lots and lots of people who don't want to listen. They just carry on as though nothing of anything particularly important happened on that first Ascension Day. I went to a place called Ascension Island once. It's a tiny volcanic outcrop in the middle of the South Atlantic Ocean, and it was discovered on Ascension Day in 1503. It's home to about 500 people, which is a lot less than Nibley, and once a year it's home to around 5 million birds called sooty terns that come to breed and bring up their chicks. When I arrived, it was foggy, raining, very windy, and if I didn't know better, I would have thought that I was on the surface of the moon. It felt very unknown, unfamiliar, and bleak. In our story, we heard about the disciples hiding in a locked room, afraid that the people who killed Jesus would kill them as well. The outlook was very unknown, unfamiliar and bleak. Jesus had died. Jesus had risen. And the disciples had even seen him a few times, but some still thought that he was a ghost. He even had to hold a barbecue on the beach for them and eat a bit of fish to prove that he wasn't a ghost. He was real, but he was different. He had a body that could eat fish. You could touch him and it felt right. But his body could also appear and disappear as if by magic. The disciples were confused. 2,000 years later, we are still confused. What will our bodies be like when we're resurrected? How old will we be when we get our new body? What will happen when Jesus comes back to earth in the clouds as the angel said he would? So many questions that we can't answer, or can't answer yet. But all will be revealed on that day, that glorious day when Jesus comes back to create a world where repentance and forgiveness abounds amongst both individuals and nations. A new embodied life in God's new world. What is important to us right now is what Jesus said to his disciples, and therefore to us, just before he ascended. I will send the Holy Spirit to help you, to help you tell my story to the world. And remember, if you ever feel scared or alone, don't worry. Just talk to me and I will be with you. I promise. Amen. Now, never mind all those lots and lots of people who don't want to listen and carry on just as though nothing of any particular importance happened on Ascension Day. Let us think about what we believe. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? We believe and trust in him. This is our faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we're really lucky today to have our prayers read by Lily Hopkins.
O God of earth and sky, as Jesus came among us in Bethlehem to raise us up to the heaven, so today we recall his departing from us at Jerusalem, to be in all places. Though he is hidden from our sight, enable us to abide in him by the power and grace of the Holy Spirit, until his mercy and grace fill your whole creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Jesus, you spent much of your time on earth healing sick bodies and bringing health to troubled minds. Bless, we pray, all those who are continuing your work in the clinics, hospitals, residential care homes and ambulance crews throughout the world. Give inspiration to those who are seeking new drugs and vaccines. Give courage and endurance to those in the thick of COVID-19. Give discernment to all in those there. Use of new knowledge and trials of new medicine and procedures to beat the pandemic, and give patience and understanding and comfort to all relatives and friends of those who are ill. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those people leading nations of the world at this time. Give them wisdom and compassion for the well-being of their people, and give them wisdom and courage to rise above acting in national isolation so that the world can work as one to the good of the whole of your creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your church worldwide and for all our bishops, archbishops who lead us. We ask for your blessings upon this parish and village community, remembering all the groups giving support in many ways that have sprung up in the light of the current crisis. Give them faith, Lord, not in themselves, but in you alone. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. There are many people in our community, Lord, who are finding life tough right now, and we bring them to you. Those who are ill, those who grieve, the sick, the tormented, the sad and lonely. Give them hope and courage as they walk through the slow and despair, and help us as your disciples to walk with them and share their load in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, Lord, we thank you with joyous hearts as we pray for those who helped to bring us to faith and those who helped make us who we are. We also bring to mind our family and our friends who have gone before us and give their thanks for their lives. Heavenly Father, accept these prayers for the sake of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We bring our prayers together in the word of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
So, after all this help I've had from my young friends this week, all that remains is to tell you that next week is a normal service, not that this is an abnormal service, and also tell you that although the church is now open to private prayer by the priest, I'm not going into it again until that day when we can all be there together again. And so, the blessing. Let us bless the Lord God. Thanks be to God, blessing and honour and glory be yours here and everywhere, now and forever. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you listening today and those that you love this day and forevermore. Amen.